Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Eric Bird, here at StopStrugglingNow.com. And I want to remind you, this is the Puna Kana update. That's right, we're going to stay with the real estate, the no credit check, no qualifying type of real estate. But you'll notice in the background, this is a field that I was standing in about 1 year ago here in the Sacramento area. And you can see they are building $500,000, $600,000 homes. That's right. It doesn't stop out here, ladies and gentlemen. It costs more, but you can see what they're doing. And this is what's happening in the Punta Cana area as well. They are building every year new items. And also, because of the tourist situation and they have hundreds of thousands of people coming to the island, there's hardly anything available. So if you want the no credit check, no qualifying, you might want to get in while the getting in is still good because prices are increasing. And I'm going to go over some prices today as well. And welcome. Stop struggling now. Gear. Check. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. Now, let's get to it. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, I want to thank you for being here. Please share the videos. We have a myriad of topics that we discuss, and you never know who you can help out. And please notice the join button over here on the right hand side. This is how you can support the channel by becoming a member. Under the community tab, you receive one or two special messages or videos per month. And you receive messages so you can join me on the live stream Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And on Wednesday, you can be in the members only chat on Wednesday live streams once again. Now, let's get further into this because it is very, very exciting for the 30 plus people that have purchased property in the Dominican Republic area. And I'm going to give an update today on why it is going to be spectacular, in my opinion. So, and prices are rising. You knew this was going to happen. Now, there are still going to be other deals going on there, but those other deals may be a little bit less amenities, where they might start just building condos or villas and not so much have the social areas, because once you run out of land, you can't put in basketball courts and soccer fields and baseball fields and things like that. So you're going to start building like a regular condominium with a pool and maybe a fitness center. And that's it. No restaurants, nothing like that on site. Prices are going to be cheap, 60 grand, 70, 80 grand. But again, amenities matter if you're going to want appreciation. So today, I want to show you why it's still not too late to buy in the Dominican Republic, more specifically in the East area. Most people don't know, but that's where Punta Cana is. But the North Coast is fine. Puerto Plata, Cabarete, that's fine. Las Terranas, that's good. Santo Domingo, that's good too. Property values are still low. Excuse me. So let's get into one thing. I'll do a promo today. Get your two free stocks from Webull. The link is down below in the description. Now, I want to start showing you. I'm going to give you teasers because Ventura Golf Resorts, if you missed the live stream, unfortunately, the prices have risen in the Vista Cana projects at the Ventura Golf Suites. I'm going to go over that shortly, but I want to show you who's been coming to the Punta Cana area for years. And I'm going to start off with this. A previous president and friends. They're hanging in the East. That's why I spoke about it, because that means Punta Cana. It's that simple, right? So They are playing at the golf course where they have the PGA tournament every year. They talk about Martha Stewart coming there. That's fine. We know J-Lo's goes there. We know Vin Diesel goes there. I'm going to show you some of that. But this is the reason why I was promoting, and I have been talking about and promoting the Dominican Republic, more specifically Punta Cana, because I'm looking at revenues, ladies and gentlemen. No credit check, no qualifying. And if you can get something at 0% interest, you lock in today's prices, and then you can pay for it over time. That is what you want. And then when your unit becomes available on delivery, then you can start renting it out and making revenues for something that you own in a high, very high tourist area. Now, let's get to the numbers. Because so far, the government hasn't put out or stated any numbers for the month of December. And in case you're new here and don't pay attention, let me put things in perspective for you. Even under this COVID scenario, September, October, November, and December have been record months for tourists of all time. That's right, the highest ever. In each of those months. Okay? Now, December, you heard me put in there because I know the numbers. And now you know the numbers because you can see it right here. December was a record month for the number of foreign passengers, 637,000 passengers in the month of December. And we're not even in high season, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe it? The prediction is coming correct like I thought. I have to say it, but this is how you buy real estate. Now, the thing is this. If real estate goes down, remember, you have revenue still coming in because you can do short-term rentals or you can do month-to-month rentals. But you can still have revenue, so it's not about how much the property costs. It's how much revenue you're going to be able to earn passively. Keep that in mind. In a high tourist location, which I mean is Punta Cana area. Now, keep this in mind as well. You know, if 637,000 passengers came to the DR, that includes all over. Generally, Punta Cana get somewhere between 65 and 70% of all the tourists. Now, that means 400,000 to 450,000 people came to the Punta Cana area at the airport. This is very, very significant for the month of December. Imagine 400,000 people coming January, February, March, April. They are going to surpass their 6.7 for the whole country of Dominican Republic. 6.7, I believe, is the record. Million tourists. They're going to surpass that in 2022.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of feeling lost in the world of trading and investing? Get informed and inspired with the Talking Trading Podcast. I'm Louise Bedford, and I'll help you navigate the markets like a pro. Tune in each week and subscribe now at talkingtrading.com.au or on your favorite podcast app, or check out the link in the show notes. Talking Trading, this is how traders excel.
I hope I am not wrong. I don't think I'm going to be wrong, because if they're doing 600,000 in December, that means they're probably going to do 700,000 in January, February, March, and April each. And my prediction of them getting close to 8 million visitors this year on the island, and out of the 8 million visitors, 5.4 million to 5 million to 5.5 or 5.4 million are going to be in the Punta Cana area. That means there needs to be a bunch of places available for rent. And because we're dealing with foreign passengers, people that are from Canada, people are from Europe, people that are from South America, Argentina, South America, people are coming from all over the place, and they have the infrastructure being built now for the people that are used to infrastructure such as in the United States, Canada, Europe, Argentina even. So think about that. They're doing the right thing. So I just had to dwell on that. And then now you're going to start having the movie industry coming over there. When you start having movie industry, you start upgrading your PGA Tour and making it more valuable. Now all of a sudden some of the professional players and their entourage, they will buy homes that are, you know, $500,000, $700,000, $1 million in exclusive areas. So when they do come there, even in the off season, they'll come and practice. They will have a comfortable home or villa there, or condo for that matter, penthouse. So I just wanted to let you guys know they are shooting all over the island. It's not just in one location. So that also means you could buy something in Puerto Plata, Cabarete, Santo Domingo, and still join in the fun, because increased tourism over the island means there's increased Airbnb, VRBO opportunities, all right? And property values can still go up all over the island. But you guys know why I picked Punta Cana, because if you have 6.7 million visitors and 4 million plus go to one specific area, that's where you should be if you're going to be renting out. All right, so that's where we're at. But 12 films are shooting. Now you know the update, and I'm going to keep going. Here's Vin Diesel with Fast and Furious shooting in the DR. All right, I'm just going to scroll through this real quick. You guys can always Google this, but this is some of the crew, cast, crew that's over there and shooting and shot this in Cap Cana of all places, because you know Cap Cana is still wide open. It's not like a city there. So you can do crazy stuff right now before they start making that built up in that section. So they did some shooting over here in Cap Cana. So I just want to let you guys know these are the updates and why it's still not too late. Now, I'm going to go to, you know, if you've been following the SSN Nation channel, when I first started, I was specifically going here to get a beach unit. I thought for sure this is what I was going to get. I didn't know anything much about Vistacana and what they're doing, but this was my number one choice. I did not buy there. But if you guys go look at the video from last year and now look at the video this year and check out the prices over here on the right-hand side. Last year, the one bedroom was $89,000. It sold out. The two bedroom was $126,000, I believe. Now look, it's $155,000. This next larger unit was like $131,000, if I'm not mistaken. And now look, it's $160,000. All right? The Sole unit, which is two bedroom and it's 100 square meters, this is now $182,000, and that was around $160,000, if I'm not mistaken. So you can see over a year, appreciation has happened for some people. Others, they have to buy at these prices now. And then they added these one-level apartments. They weren't there last year, but these were also about $20,000 to $30,000 less when they first started out. And these apartments, which are the condo hotel units, these were under $100,000, but now high tourist, and now people are coming here, that's what they're getting. So keep in mind, this is all based on an update. I want to give you guys an opportunity to understand. Don't sleep on this. And now, because property values have increased, the villas have increased, the condos have increased. So I just wanted to bring you and show you what it is looking like now on a map, because they started putting in locations. Look at this. Primavera 3, which you guys I've never really talked about, is on the back side of Vistacana on the way in. Vistacana has two entrances. One's on the back side, and Primavera starts it, and there's some other projects that's going to be along the way until you get into Vistacana. And there's also going to be another man-made saltwater lake on this side off of this street. So there's going to be two total in Vistacana. You guys know I love that place. But I have to tell you, the property values are going up in here. And at Primavera 3, you guys are going to trip. Because I'm going to show you something. They call them bungalows. But I want to show you this. Primavera 3. Yes, there's going to be a basketball court. All right? They're there. But look. Starting at $68,000 for a 2 or 3 bedroom villa over here at Primavera Residences 3. And already you can see on the right hand side the basketball court, the pool, and I think that's probably going to be a game room or fitness room. I don't know. But I had to show you that, and I'm going to go through a photo gallery, because anytime you start talking about 70 grand, 68,000 to about 120,000, they already have the basketball court and another pool area already built over here in Primavera 3. This is a residential area, but they have some amenities and the price under 100,000 for a villa. So there are still opportunities even in this area. But I have to go back to the map, because I just saw something today that just blew me away, and I've never really paid attention to the map enough. And I was like, wait a minute, hold on. This is pretty sweet. And it has nothing to do with Primavera 3. I'm just scrolling through so you guys can actually see Primavera 1, Primavera 2. The villas are generally 120,000 now at Primavera 2, and that's going to be for a three bedroom, I believe. 3 bedroom, 2 bath. But over here, they're less. Okay? Still gated community. Just keep that in mind. Now, I'm going to go back to this map, because there's something that I noticed on this map that just blew me away. I'm going to scroll in a little bit. All right? And I want to show you something that I just saw. This was here, Primavera Residence 2. There's Paradise Village. There's, what else we have? Solmar Punakana. I don't know what that is. There's something over here too. Lodification Imperial 2. I don't know anything about that. Also, something up here, Apart Hotel Castillo Real. I don't know about that. But this is what I do know about. This is condos in this area. I never noticed this little street here. This little street is gonna be major, because you see Imagine Cave nightclub right here? That means whoever lives in this section, you drive out, you drive directly downtown. This is directly across the road to downtown. I never noticed this. So that means you have a back door into downtown Punakana, or you can hit the freeway and come down to the next exit and be downtown. But either way, the grocery store is jumbo, by the way. So you are right here. I wouldn't say this is walking distance, but if you actually had to walk and didn't have a car, yeah, okay, it might take you about 20 minutes, 30, 25 minutes. But the fact that you're there that close, I never realized it. So that is pretty major. And now I'm going to show you the other thing. I talked about, or Mr. Astacio talked about this. And it was the Ventura Golf Villas at Vistacana last year. These are going to be done in August, by the way. And it just so happens that the property value, that four of the units became available, or five. Three of the five, which I can't show you, unfortunately, the list, but I'll scroll through here so you can see what Ventura is. It's the only nighttime executive golf course in all of the Caribbean is where this sits, inside Vistacana. This is an aerial map, and that's Vistacana here. All right, and this is the ocean here, and here's downtown. So you see how close you are. And this little area here, I'm still waiting for that road out to the beach club. But anyhow, Let's talk about this. Look at this. Very nice units. And I'll start with the one bedroom. These used to be, when they first came out, I can't remember the exact price, but this one bedroom, that's a penthouse, it was not, which is, it's now $104,000. Actually, $105,000. This was around $85,000 or $89,000 when this came out. They have a penthouse unit. So look, this is what they're talking about with this penthouse unit. This penthouse unit sits back, so you're not going to have this view. But they do have one penthouse view unit that does have a golf course view. It's not $104,999, ladies and gentlemen. It is now $165,000. That's right. It was not even over $100,000 when this first came out. Appreciation is going off the charts. Just so you know. And these are renderings. And then a two-bedroom with golf view that previously you could have bought for in the mid, like 160s, 150s, I believe. I can't remember the exact number, but I do know this. They were not over 200,000, but they are now. A two-bedroom golf view penthouse. This type of unit here is now minimum $209,999 or $219,999, and there is a difference in square footage. One is 102 square meters, the other one's 105 square meters. So go figure. The 102 square meters cost more, $219,999. That is here. And this is proof in the pudding that prices are going up in a location that has all the amenities. So again, if you're doing real estate, this just tells you you need to be in places that have more and more amenities if you plan on renting out or even living there and you want appreciation versus a place that only has a condo or villa and a pool. When you are renting, again, if you're new to real estate, the more that you can tell a person when they're going to stay at your property, it's easy to tell every condo has a pool. So you're not going to have an advantage. Some condos have a fitness center, like you see some fitness aerobic on the patio here. And that might not even be something major. But when you start going the only nighttime executive golf course, person may not even play at night. But the fact of the matter is, you could say there's a nighttime golf course, and then if you actually own it, a Ventura, now you're saying you have another little cachet, because people are going to. And then when you say I have a penthouse that overlooks the golf course, that has a little cachet, right? Then when you tell people other amenities, like if there's a restaurant on site, like if there's a game room on site, like if there's a cigar bar on site, if there's a snack bar on site, if there's anything else that people can do without leaving the project, that gives you much more value. So keep that in mind. So with this update, I went too long, but I just wanted to give you guys an update and let you know that prices are rising and you can still get in, because remember, some people, they decide that they don't want something, and so then they bring them back up, just what happened here. But now the price is $30,000, $40,000 more than it originally was. But that's okay. You can still get in, ladies and gentlemen. So don't give up if you plan on getting into the Dominican Republic market. And with all that said, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. And I know it's hard out here, and that's why we have to stay diligent in 2022. Don't give up. Just figure out if it makes sense to you, regardless of the investment, whether it's real estate, whether it's stock market, whether it's crypto, whether it's a business, whether it's gold, silver, and precious metals. any asset that you're trying to obtain. Just make sure going in that the numbers make sense for you. And nobody can tell you that except yourself. And with all that said, keep your head up, keep moving, and I'm out.